Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you on a Friday. 20 minutes away from the College Football Corner. We'll continue to preview Georgia, Missouri, continue to preview LSU and Alabama, and finally get into what I think is the most interesting college football story of the year. Some came out of nowhere last night. I don't honestly know where this story came from, but here it is. We'll talk about it in 20 minutes. Of course, the Wendy Zone at 11:40. The NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. And two things, Randy, before we get to the NFL No Huddle.
What?
Number one, it's Friday, so it's Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
It is.
You versus me.
That is.
Another chance at glory at 12:40.
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
Another chance for you to either win or lose and not care one way or the other at 12:40 as well. We need your questions. We need your sports trivia questions. You can send them to Wendy at Wendy Radio, either on Twitter or on Instagram. She'll take them either way. Right, Wendy? Correct.
Wendy Radio.
What's that?
At Wendy Radio.
At Wendy Radio.
Yes.
And we're going to take early AMA questions as well, because I think it's been unfair. We've only been taking AMA questions in the 1 o'clock hour. There could be great AMA questions from the 11 o'clock listener.
Yes.
Not everybody gets to listen the entire show. So if you have an AMA question for the end of the show, that stands for Ask Me Anything. You could text that to the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or hit me up on Twitter with an AMA question at TBM929. Okay. You ready for some Falcons stuff?
Okay.
Falcons Saints on Sunday, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most important, single most important Falcons player in this game if the Falcons are going to win?
Caleb McGarry.
I agree with you.
Yes.
Because, dang, that's what I was going to
say. Yes, Caleb McGarry. And here's why, because that's where Cam lines up.
Okay, who's the most important Saint?
Who's the most important Saint?
This weekend.
Probably, well, it's not anybody on the offensive line, because, you know, especially the tackles. But probably, I don't know.
It's not Cam Jordan?
No, Cam Jordan's not the most important.
Okay, who is it? Because to me it is. Cam Jordan has 8 sacks.
Yes.
The Falcons have 7
as a
team.
I'd say probably Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, no, Cam's not the most important.
But what if he wrecks everything? The Falcons' only chance to win this game, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, this could be a 13-10 grinded out, 3 yards in a cloud of dust type football game.
Okay.
Could be, probably not. My opinion, the best chance the Falcons have to win this game is if Matt Ryan lights it up.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Ryan throws for 450 yards, like 4 touchdowns. Honestly, the Falcons have to score the most points they've scored in a game all season long to win this game.
Right.
That would be 34 or more points. I don't think the Falcons could score 34 or more points if Matt Ryan's on his back.
No, you're right. That's why I said Caleb McGarry, because that's where he lines up.
I agree with that.
And so, but, I mean, they got to do it better. They got to help him. Because, I mean, that dude, and the great thing about him, and that's why I love the way he plays, is that he's relentless, but he's relentless in both aspects of football, the run and the pass.
Cam Jordan?
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets after it.
I know he does.
He gets after
which
it.
Is
and he like doing it. And he like doing the Falcons, and he like talking trash.
Oh, yeah. He's made a pretty solid little career just against the Falcons. He said last year that if he played the Falcons every week, he would have broke the NFL sack record.
Yeah.
So it'd be great if Caleb McGarry could – I mean, Caleb McGarry is not Ryan Schrader, so that's good.
Yeah.
But – he's also a rookie.
Yeah, he's a rookie, and that place going to be loud.
This is an interesting tweet that I just got because, you know, we're still, as much as we're not going to blame the Falcons' deficiencies defensively on one person,
right?
I think it's okay to kind of circle two guys and be mad at them in Tack and Vic.
Yeah.
Because they've got to combine 2 sacks on the entire season.
That dude got a half a sack.
It's a half a sack. He still only has half a sack. I know it's been a bye week. You can't get a sack during the bye week. You can get a concussion during the bye week.
Half a sack. All that yippity-yappity-yippity.
Schweitzer's got
that. You be bumping your
concussion.
Gun. You got half a damn sack.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever,
and
man.
It's interesting because if you go back to the summer, remember when Tack McKinley had that brief interaction with some of the
reporters? I'm good.
And he's good and all that?
Yeah.
You and I said the same thing that day that I think we both believe now.
Yep.
Which is, Go ahead and act like that. I don't care. Yep. Like, talk to the media however you want. They'll make a difference. You better play good.
You better play good.
Because if you don't, people are going to go back at that type of stuff and really amplify it and magnify it, because that's the way you act if you've earned the right to act that
just
way.
Just messing with D-Led. D-Led just trying to do his job. D-Led, you want to get all snippy with D-Led?
I know.
I'm good. Yeah, okay, yeah. We see.
So, there's nine individuals in the NFL. There's nine individuals in the NFL that have more sacks than the Falcons team.
Yeah, you know, I'm just tired of talking about sacks. Because obviously,
I love sacks.
Because you know, I'm tired. Damn, Randy.
I do. It's maybe my favorite thing in the NFL, in football.
You got that one, huh?
Oh, I know. I don't care. That's fine. I know what I meant. I've got sack envy, and I've had it all season long. You know who I'm most envious of? You want to hear some names?
All right.
Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. They've got 16.5 combined sacks. Chandler Jones and Terrell Suggs, 14.5 combined sacks. Terrell Suggs, 100 years old.
Yeah.
Tack and Vic have two. Danielle Hunter and Everson Griffin have 14 combined sacks.
Two damn sacks.
Myles Garrett, I don't know how to say his last name. Larry Ungenobi. 14 sacks combined. Shaq Barrett, Carl Nassib, 13.5 sacks. T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, 13.5 sacks combined.
That's bad, man.
Those two guys have two sacks, man.
That's pretty damn
bad. Is Cam Jordan going to have more than two sacks in the first
half
tomorrow?
Probably. Saturday. They play Sunday.
They play Sunday. I keep forgetting.
That's all right.
It doesn't matter.
That's embarrassing.
It's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable, man.
That's unbelievable. All right. We'll move on to – actually, you know what? Let's hear from Julio Jones.
But for me, it's not a disappointing season for me because, like, yeah, we 1-7 or whatever it is. It's like we're not where we want to be at, but the season's not over, so I can't speak on if the season is disappointing or however it is.
I actually love that mentality.
Me too.
I love that Julio Jones said that.
Yes. I mean, you can't control what's – I mean, you it was in your control, but you can't control what's already happened. You just got to keep going forward. And, again, they're living off of that – what you call it, technicality and hope. All right, and pride. That's what you're going with right now. You think, okay, if we can get this one right here, then we're going to just get another one. But you can't, like Matt said, you can't get to – where are they at next? You can't get to Carolina before you go to New Orleans. So you got to take care of this weekend. And, I mean, I agree with them, you know, because I kind of have the same mentality as that. But
well, I agree with that mentality, too. Like, that's – he's absolutely right. The season isn't over with, so I can't tell you. Like, I think it's okay to say I'm disappointed with where we are.
Yeah.
And I think every Falcons player who's honest would say that. Like, of course you are. You're 1-7. But the season can't yet be called an entire disappointment because the season is not over.
Yeah, so that's
There's so much more disappointment to come. Just imagine how much more disappointment
don't
there could
that.
Possibly
don't
be.
Don't do that. Don't do
I mean,
that.
There might not be.
Don't do that.
There could be a lot more good things to come, too. Like, maybe Tack and Vic will combine for two more sacks in the second half of the season. And then they'll get to four.
Maybe.
So there was a football game played last night between the Raiders and the Chargers.
Yes.
Let's hear from John Gruden first, and then we'll talk about some other things that happened in this game.
This just says a lot about our team. You know, we got a lot of resilient guys. They're going to keep competing. You know, you may beat us, but we're going to be hard out to get.
Yeah, kind of under the radar a little bit because of everything else that's happening in the league. The Raiders are okay. They're 5-4, and John Gruden's doing an okay job.
It's been a while since they played at home. They played Sunday, and then they played Thursday night. And, I mean, they had a hard-fought victory. But Phillip Rivers did everything he could yesterday to give them that game.
Did he think he played for the Raiders
last
night?
Dude, he was just giving the ball all up yesterday, man. I'm not going to take anything away from the Raiders, but – damn, Phillip played bad.
Yes, he did.
He played bad last night.
And I was told by a reputable source that Phillip owns the Raiders.
He does.
Well, he didn't last night.
Okay, it happened.
Cost me $12.50.
And you know what the problem is with that? I do apologize for that, but I don't care. That's your fault. Because I know one thing.
Of course you don't have to apologize
Do I? Because people like getting mad at me. Like
I just wanted to do what everybody else does.
Our girl Tia. Tia's like, he cost me money. I cost you money. Don't listen to me. I mean, I don't listen to Andy when he makes his picks, and I've been pretty damn good. It's Randy's fault. All right.
I just wanted to do what all the listeners
know,
do. When Julio Tehran pitches bad, dang it, Randy.
Yeah, like,
why didn't you jinx him the right way?
But it was funny, though.
What was it the other day that people got mad at you? Oh, when Atlanta United lost,
because
you guaranteed that they would win.
It's my fault. All right.
I was only mad last night because it cost me $12.50.
I mean, I'd be mad, too. I don't want to lose $12.50. Y'all got Venmo?
Yeah, I got Venmo. Right, but I don't, again, I mean, we're good.
I mean, give me your Venmo.
No,
money back.
No, I don't want that. I'll make $12.50 back using GetUpside in the next 2 weeks. Don't worry about that.
Say again?
I said I'll make my $12.50 back using GetUpside to save the money every time I fill up at the tank.
Dude, you're so great with that.
Am I? Hey, so Andy Dalton's not going to start for the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend.
Right.
He's not really their starting quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
He'll be available this offseason.
Yeah.
So will Cam Newton.
Right.
Who would you rather have?
Cam.
You'd rather have Cam?
Yeah. I think Cam's a better player. Andy,
I do too.
Yeah. Andy's, like I said, I said this earlier, Andy is just, you know, he's a good player. You know, he ain't great, but he's solid.
Yeah.
He's solid.
But, I mean, you also have to factor in the idea that Cam Newton may not be healthy.
Exactly. Ever. So that's my biggest thing.
And that's the part. Like, yes, a healthy Cam Newton, of course, was an MVP. He was one of the most dynamic players in the NFL the last handful of years.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can be that guy anymore. AJ Green also out indefinitely.
Yeah, AJ ain't playing,
which
man.
Sucks.
Hey, Joanna Harry Douglas and Paul Crane. And that's just out of the game at JR Crickets in College Park off Main Street. For the Bud Light Countdown to kick off the show, the preview, the Atlanta Falcons versus the New Orleans Saints. That's got to be grounds, but on this paper right here, it says JR Crickets. Huh. They're going to be at Grindhouse. They're going to be at the Grindhouse over at Decatur. Damn it, Jimmy!
Come on, Jimmy. Get your game together. We'll get to a college football corner coming up next. A little more Georgia-Missouri preview, LSU-Bama, and my favorite college football story of the entire year. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn it, Jimmy!
Come on, Jimmy.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football with former 92.9 The Game bowling champion Andy Bunker.
Big freaking deal.
And the best tight end in UGA history, Randy McMichael.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Just trying to work through all Jimmy's mistakes
Damn it,
today.
Jimmy.
We can. Just bog us down left and right here on the midday show. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone, Wendy Adams in studio
Fame.
With us every day at 11:40.
Fame.
Before we get there, though. The College Football Corner, and a lot to talk about. Obviously, a huge game tomorrow between LSU and Alabama. And it's interesting, like, do you need to try to make it sound sexier by calling it number one versus number two? Because it's not really.
No.
It's number two versus number three if you go by the College Football Playoff rankings, which are the most important rankings, right?
I think so, but hey, who cares? It's Alabama and it's LSU.
I know, like, you don't need
to
spice it up.
In the game of the century. For the second year in a row.
Exactly. And then a couple weeks from now, it'll be the game of the century again or something like that.
I mean, whatever.
We'll get to that in a minute. Obviously, Joe Burrow going to play a big factor in that game. Nick Saban had some things to say about the game as well. The Chase Young news is very, very big news today. We'll get to that in a minute, too. But I wouldn't be being true to myself if I didn't lead the College Football Corner with what I think is the most fun college football story of the year. Which is the rumor that Deion Sanders has emerged as a candidate for the head coaching position at Florida State.
Yes.
Come on. Let that be true.
I heard that this morning. I saw that this morning, and I was like,
Prime time. As a coach.
Oh, he coaches. He has his own academy or whatever. Uh-huh. And he coaches there and everything.
Maybe a little different.
Yeah, just a tad bit.
Yeah.
Just not a lot big. But, hey, I thought it was funny. I still do think it's funny. But I'm just like, why not? If you are the right people, I mean, most of the time, aren't head coaches more managers than anything?
Figureheads? Faces of programs, CEOs, however you want to put it.
You don't think that if a kid sees Deion coming in their lap, they might want to go to Florida State? In their couch, on their couch?
Exactly.
Huh.
So, I mean, just for a moment, as you're doing, which I appreciate, treat it like it might actually be real.
I don't think it's real.
I don't think it is either. But let's pretend. Let's just walk down the yellow brick road and pretend that it's real for a moment.
All right.
Wouldn't it be fun?
It'd be fun, me.
Couldn't it possibly work if Deion were willing to? You go out, you hire. Who's the best offensive coordinator available? I don't know. But
they got a good one down there now.
Oh, yeah, keep the Briles kid.
Yeah.
That's fine. Keep Kendall Briles. Go out and get the best offensive line recruiter. Actually, keep the hell away from Sam Pittman. But you know what I mean? The second best offensive line recruiter in the country.
Yeah.
Go get a great defensive coordinator. Do whatever. Like, if all of those things were to happen and Deion was simply the face of that program.
Right. Would it work?
I think it could.
I don't know, man.
I would like it to.
Like, go get. Would you go hire Brooksy, Derrick Brooks? And like, hey, D Brooks, come be my
whoever you want. Whoever's going to work out. I just the idea, the sound bites alone.
But yeah,
that would come from the Deion Sanders.
I mean,
press
a lot of people didn't think. But I mean, a lot of people didn't think Coach Herm going back to Arizona State. But Coach Herm is coached in the league.
They
didn't think it would work. And
I was one that didn't think it was going to particularly work.
I thought it was going to work,
and it's been working really well. I think part of that has to do with he gets to coach in the Pac-12, but he's definitely doing a good job too. It's definitely working better than a lot of people thought it was, but Herm Edwards was a coach.
Exactly.
Like, he was a winning coach in the NFL before.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, I mean, I know he coaches an academy and all of that.
Truth. Academy.
But again, like, you know.
Please
let it happen.
Please. Let this happen. I don't think it will.
I don't either.
But, I mean, that would be a great thing. Deion on the sidelines at
right,
Florida State.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work, though, man.
I know.
That's a whole lot of work.
Deion Sanders has about as good of a life as you can have.
Yeah, that's a
right
whole
now.
Lot of work.
He does his academy. He's got plenty of philanthropic ventures that he's involved in. He's got his NFL Network stuff, which, I mean, you know, it's hard to be on TV and all of that, but it's not that hard. It's not like 20-hour days and recruiting and breaking down tape and all of that stuff. Deion Sanders is a pretty solid gig right now.
Yeah, he's all right. He's doing all right for himself. And he's dating who is it? What's her name? Babyface old lady. What's her name? Tracy Edmonds? Yeah, Tracy.
I don't know. But
yeah, he's dating Tracy.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Anyway, I want it to happen. I think it would be amazing. It probably won't. One quick thing on the Chase Young story. The Chase Young story being that he is out indefinitely violating an NCAA rule. He says he took a loan from a family friend. Kind of sounds like the family friend might have been a booster. Says
right.
He's paid back the loan as well, and they're working on a resolution. Bruce Feldman tweeted this out. A college football writer, we've had him on the show, very dialed in guy, tweeted out a comparison to what HaHa Clinton Dix dealt with a couple of years ago,
right.
Where he also took out a short-term loan for an amount less than $500. He had to serve a 2-game suspension, and then he was back. So I don't know how much the money was for that Chase Young got, but at least there is some sort of precedent for someone not being gone forever. And Mike Conti's got a little bit of a conspiracy theory going, because if it were to be a 2-game suspension,
he'd be back for Penn State.
He'd be back for Penn State.
Yeah.
He'd miss Maryland and Rutgers, who are bad and worse.
Yes.
And then he'd be back for Penn State.
So maybe they lined it up like this, because they had to know this already. This just didn't come up today.
Probably not.
You know, like, they knew that something like this might have come down. And if they did, that's smart, because if he does do the 2 games, he'll be back in time for their biggest game of the year so far. And go out there and be a one-man wrecking crew, because, I mean, he ain't going to fall off. The dude is a stud.
Right. He's going to be great. And this is not an injury, and it's not a crime. So it's not going to impact his draft stock. Still wouldn't be shocked if a team that has the number one pick doesn't need a quarterback, and he goes number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't shock me at all. So we'll continue to monitor it and see if he gets back on the field. The problem is where the NCAA sits right now with this rule. It's not where it's going to sit in a couple years from now, because of all the stuff that's changing with the likeness and getting paid for your likeness. Like, if it was 3 years from now, that family friend would have just hired Chase Young to do something for his company and paid him for his likeness.
He could have kept that family friend thing, man. He really could have.
He could have.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, a couple years from now, this is not going to be something that would have someone out of college football.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that part of it, but I'm telling you right now, the NCAA is going to drag their feet. This rule might not go into effect for 5 years, because they're going to try to drag their feet with it.
I agree with that.
They're going to do everything they can
not
to pay these.
What's stupid about that is this Chase Young situation. Again, he did something wrong, shouldn't have taken money. I understand it's against the rules. It's a dumb rule, whatever. We don't need to argue about whether or not the rule is dumb, because the NCAA is going to change it. Him being out this weekend, next weekend, however long, doesn't benefit the NCAA.
Not at all.
The NCAA benefits from Chase Young playing football. Ohio State benefits from Chase Young playing football. His teammates benefit from him playing football. He probably benefits from him playing football. Again, he's probably not going to be impacted by not being on the field. But that's what's so dumb about it. The only people that suffer here are the NCAA and Ohio State. Chase Young's still going to get paid. The NFL doesn't care if Chase Young plays another game this season, which is why the rule's going to change. All right. Biggest game of the weekend is tomorrow in Tuscaloosa between Alabama and LSU. Number 2, number 3 in the college football playoff rankings. Number 1, number 2 if you're going by the AP poll. Joe Burrow needs to be great tomorrow. Here's Joe Burrow trying to downplay the importance of the game.
You try to approach it like any other game. Obviously, it's not. You do the same routine you do every week. You watch film the same way. You approach practice the same way. I wouldn't say more motivation. I mean, we're playing in the SEC. We're undefeated. You know, we have a chance to do special things here, and we have the last 8 weeks too. So if you need motivation, then you're in the wrong place.
And I agree with that. Like, you're not going to need any extra motivation. It isn't the same, though.
No, it's not.
Like,
you're
going into Tuscaloosa, playing a team that beat you 29-0 last year. You were the quarterback last year, threw an interception, no touchdowns. And you haven't beat him since 2011. So it's a little bit different.
No, it's a big deal. But I understand him trying to downplay a little bit.
Of course.
But, this game, I mean, we talked about it, earlier, is Alabama in LSU's head.
It should be.
You know what I'm saying? And how much do they think about that? Because The one thing about coaching and playing and whatever, and somebody has a win streak against you, and when something bad happens, the first time adversity strikes, how do you think? Is it more or less, oh, here we go again? You know, does that go into your head? If Alabama gets up early on LSU, are they going to be in a, oh, here we go again mood? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because if they get that way, then Alabama's going to run them off the football field.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you go in there with the mindset of, hey, it's just another game, and just try and play the game the way you've been playing it all week. Because I always say this, not every game deserves a Superman performance. If you just go out there and continue to do what you've been doing and be successful, then that should be enough.
Will it be enough, though? Do you think that would be enough? Because
yes.
My question is this. I think LSU's really good, too. Certainly offensively. Three big wins against top 10 teams, Texas, Florida, and Auburn. But clearly Alabama's the best team they've played. Like, is it possible that LSU isn't quite as good as we think they are? I mean, because we're going to find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're not have to worry about this for very long. And Brian Gebhardt posed an interesting question about LSU. He said, I mean, is it possible they're just like the best Big 12 team we've seen in the last decade?
I disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, I disagree. But the thing with LSU is that when they get in their red zone, they got to score. They have not been good in the red zone the last two games.
Yeah.
They got to score touchdowns.
But
you can't score threes.
If Alabama smacks them in the mouth tomorrow,
right?
Then, I mean, what did they do then?
What do you mean?
Like, then what was all of this? Like, they changed their offense and they're getting all the hype and all this.
But
if Alabama knocks them down again.
They're still a good football team.
Okay.
They're still a good football team. Hey, you know, the Hawks are playing tonight against the Sacramento Kings. There's still tickets available. Get your tickets at Hawks.com. Go check out the Hawks tonight.
Hawks Kings. That'd be a good one.
Good.
They can get back on the winning track tonight as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams will be in studio with us coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more.
Bang, 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 bang.
This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Top of the noon hour, 20 minutes from now. We'll get back to the most important audio in the world. And, look, it has to be mentioned. The Deion Sanders to Florida State thing is gaining a little bit more momentum. Jay Glazer reporting that it's real. Glazer knows.
No, Jay said his exact words, Andy, this Deion Sanders to FSU chatter is real.
Boom. Jay Glazer knows. He probably knows Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I better stop believing everything Jay say, all right?
Oh, is he lying?
I didn't say Jay was lying.
Okay.
I just said you ain't got to believe everything he says.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Well, then, never mind then. Let's get to the Wendy Zone. That doesn't add any validity to it whatsoever. Why would he say that?
Okay. We're chatting about it, right?
We are.
Okay. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Wendy.
You guys will have another chance to kind of argue because we have Sports Jeopardy today. So if you have a good sports trivia question.
We're really arguing.
We don't argue.
I was trying to understand what Randy was saying.
No, just mom and dad were mad and I was just the little child watching them.
No. You guys were mom and dad earlier. You and Brian. Giving me conflicting information on what I was supposed to do. That was very difficult.
Sometimes
very
things
difficult.
Need to get done, and we didn't communicate beforehand, and that's normally what happens. But if you have a sports trivia question you would like to submit, either hit me up on Twitter in a direct message so Andy and Randy can't see it, or on Instagram at Wendy Radio, taking your questions for Sports Jeopardy at 12:40. Well, yesterday, the U.S. President's Cup team had a live selection show. I don't know if you guys watched it. It had to do with golf.
Did you watch it?
I didn't.
No one watched it?
I wish I would have, but I didn't.
I wish I would have watched it now.
And this is the reason why you wish you would have watched it if you did not catch it yesterday. Well, Tiger Woods is the captain of the team. He had to make the four final selections for the team that's going to face the international team next month in Australia. So he picked Gary Woodland, Tony Finau, and Patrick Reed. And then he had to do his final pick. And this is Tiger Woods announcing his final pick for that U.S. President's Cup team.
As captain, I'm going to choose Tiger Woods as the last player on the team. He's made, 9 cups, and he's played in Australia twice in the President's Cup. So this will be his third appearance there as a player. And I find it interesting I'm talking in third person.
I was going to say, third person Tiger is now my favorite Tiger. So let's see what we can do here.
I'm just having fun with it, you know.
Tiger Woods is back, for real. Like, Tiger Woods is having fun again.
The only thing that I'll say, and I'm glad he did that. I'm glad he picked himself. He should have.
Okay.
And, that was a funny idea to do, Tiger's just not funny. You know what I mean?
No, he has no personality.
Like, Tiger's not funny. Like, that's a great... Yeah.
And it was a genuine laugh.
He did. Well, kind of at the end, like when he went on for 20 seconds and no one else laughed, then he laughed.
Tiger's pretty corny.
Like, he's very corny. Very corny. And that's unfortunate. Like, it was a great idea. I'm glad he did it. It was a funny idea, but Tiger executed it like Tiger does. And so it was awkward.
Yeah.
Then he had to acknowledge that it was awkward.
Right.
Well, I'm glad he did it. I just, like, you know, when I'm listening to it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I see what he's trying to do.
I just want to know why people are mad. It's not quite working. I wonder why people are mad.
Are people mad?
Are people mad about it?
Yeah, some people got upset about it.
Who should he have?
I don't know.
Because he chose himself?
He chose himself, yeah.
Who should he have picked?
I don't know. I just got some backlash. Why is Tiger choosing himself?
He's the captain. I'm picking me.
Can he pick himself?
He's Tiger Woods, man. And yeah, he just won a tournament in Japan or something like that.
So he's on a win streak.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pick yourself?
Tiger, go kick rocks. College football talk. They are verified. News report says Deion Sanders is not a candidate for Florida State.
Dang it.
Well,
damn it,
a shame.
Jake Glazer.
Somebody make it something.
As a Florida Gators fan, I would have really loved to have seen Deion Sanders
awesome.
As the coach for Florida State.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. I'm glad Tiger picked himself. And
I am too.
I'm glad he did it that way because that was perfectly Tiger. Like,
just
perfectly Tiger.
Just uncomfortable
awkward.
Tiger.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
And then he kind of giggled at the end and it was like, yep, Tiger laughed because no one else did. It's good.
Aww.
He's not funny.
He was trying.
He did try. I love it.
Well, give him an A for effort.
It was funny because it was not funny, which is like whenever Tiger tries to make a joke, it's always like that. It's great.
Yes.
I just wish he would like, nah, never mind. I'm glad he's exactly how he is, but he's just such a nerd.
Yeah.
And like he's tried so hard not to be a nerd for so long.
But it's great.
It is
what makes Tiger Woods Tiger Woods.
It makes it it's always very funny when stuff like that happens.
I love it. Well, over the summer, did you guys partake in any of the hard seltzers? I think you had the White Claw, you had Truly. I know those were sponsors of my summer. I think there's, what other ones? There's like Henry's.
There's all kinds of
them. There's so many.
Yeah.
Well, Bud Light is getting in on it. So next year in 2020.
You didn't have
Bud
any
Light,
White Claws?
What the hell are y'all talking about?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Like a alcoholic seltzer.
Like a seltzer, like you know the drink, the carbonated like bubble beverages that you have.
Yeah,
no
well,
alcohol.
Bubbly water.
Why would I want to drink that?
It's got some alcohol in it. Because it's got booze in it.
It's got booze in it. It tastes very good.
You know what? We had a cookout, and one of her friends brought that mess over to the house and put it in my beer cooler.
Uh-huh.
I still remember it.
Oh, you're mad. Why are you so angry? Randy, you have to share your cooler when people come over.
No. Real man beer goes in there. Not that frou-frou stuff. Yeah, she
That's
brought
not
that.
Frou-frou. I mean, guys were drinking it this summer, too. Oh, come on. Every dude at the lake was drinking White Claw or Truly.
Oh, hands up. I drank a ton of White Claws this summer.
Because you know what, Randy? It's low-cal, and it tastes delicious, and it has booze.
It's got booze in it. It got me drunk. It was
yes,
an option that
really
I had
does.
To get drunk, and I took that option.
All right.
I also like taking shots of vodka and chasing it with White Claw.
All right,
I did
cool.
that a bunch
but
of times
putting,
this summer.
Yeah, well, fine.
I'm sure, I'm sure Ashley and Donna drink them.
Just so we're clear.
Huh?
Does Donna drink them?
Hell, my wife drinks tequila, and that's it.
That's
I just want to be very clear on what man beer is that you had in your cooler.
Brewed.
What is that?
American brewed beer.
Just Bush?
No.
I was drinking Bush then.
PBR? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that just an Amstel Light or no? Amstel Light's delicious.
Mick
that's
Ultra.
The light. That's the beer drinker's light. Mick Ultra.
Mick
Ultra.
Not,
it's not exactly tough guy beer.
Do you see me over here standing? You see me sitting down right here? Do I not look tough?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, okay then.
But I mean.
Andy, I bet you.
Those commercials are like for people that are exercising.
I'll tell you what. I'll stay fine with my Amstel Light. You stay soft with your seltzer.
No, if you are a dude and you had any sort of seltzer with alcohol in it over the summer, just, you know what, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, just say, yes, I've had it. Yes, I drank it this
but
summer.
No,
yes, I like it.
I still remember her friend brought them to the house and put them in my cooler. I was like, who? And I was like, what the hell is this? Oh, it's good, Randy. Did you try one? Hell no.
Brian says he likes the White Claw Raspberry. I was a big fan of the
White
Black Cherry.
White Claw Raspberry.
I like the Black Cherry flavor. That was one of my favorites.
I'll be honest with you. I actually didn't like it that much.
Oh, that's
I drank
sad.
Quite a bit of it because it was there, but I actually didn't like it that much.
Well,
but I'm not going to, I mean, I'll drink it again.
Well, Randy, maybe this will help
booze
you out
it.
Since Bud Light's coming out with that.
Nah,
one, you
I'm
can
good.
Have the Bud Light seltzer. That way people still think you're drinking
I like
Bud
Light.
Light.
I like Bud Light, but I don't know if I can put no seltzer in it.
So
like,
it's coming out in early 2020 next year.
I like Bud Light limes.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't it like on a hot day, a good Bud Light lime?
Okay.
They do have
Randy.
A lemon lime flavor.
Bud Light lime. Is like the next thing away from alcoholic seltzer.
Bud Light Lime, when that thing hot, ooh, nice
again,
hot day.
I agree with you.
I ain't drinking no bubbly. I ain't drinking no bubbly beer.
Bud Light Lime is bubbly beer. What are you talking about?
It's different, Andy. You know what I'm talking about.
The perception.
My man Chris Campbell, he with me. Don't listen to him. All that blank tastes like a piece of fruit squeezed
in
a bucket of water.
This guy here says it's for white trash white girls.
Damn, bro.
I like to drink like a white trash white girl.
Like, really?
Again, hands
okay,
up.
Okay, fine. If that's what it is, then I'm fine. Great.
I'll come clean on something I like to do. I'll take a white wine, and I'll mix it with a bubbly water and just have a spritzer.
Why not?
Because you know what it does?
Wine spritzer.
Gets me drunk.
That's all that matters.
And it's delicious.
Like I said, you can talk about me or Mick Ultra. It tastes good with hot liquor. Hot liquor and Mick. And that's how I drank it.
By the way,
out the bottle, no glass.
In case you're curious, the Bud Light... In case you're curious, the Bud Light seltzer is going to have black cherry, lemon lime, strawberry, and mango as the flavors. So I'll make sure to get a pack for Randy when they're released.
Thank you, Wendy. Speaking of being hot liquor, come join me in 92.9 The Game tomorrow at Wing Cafe and Tap House in Marietta. I'll be there tomorrow from 5 to 7. Come have a beer. Come have some hot liquor. They got these wings that they brew. I mean, they got make from scratch with all different flavors. So good. So make sure y'all coming out. You can win 2 Peach Bowl tickets. It is all courtesy of Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly.
All right, we need Sports Jeopardy questions at Wendy Radio on Twitter or on Instagram.
Look at Hater J. Hater J over there drinking that seltzer.
Of course he is.
Someone said I drank the hell out of White Claw this summer. Tell Randy to miss me with that. Boom.
Bet you won't come over here. I miss you, all right?
I bet you'd drink one.
I bet I would.
I bet if it was the option,
I would.
I'll trick you into drinking one. We'll come back and get into the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.